We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Good morning. Welcome to Empower Wichita. I'm your host, Carla, hanging with you on your Sunday. And oh my gosh, I can't believe I have the pleasure right now sitting here with Stacy Cathcart. How are you, Stacy?
I am so good. You are so sweet, and I feel the same exact way about you.
Okay, we paid each other to say this to each other.
That's exactly right.
This is how we do it around here. You know, last time I had Stacy on, we were talking about Convoy of Hope, which is a huge mega community event right here in the city. But there's another awesome thing going on at the Bethel Life Center.
Yes.
And Stacy's here to tell us about it, and it involves free food on Thanksgiving.
Right. Who doesn't love free food?
I know.
And it's not only free food, it's really good food that's free. So we're just super excited again to host our Thanksgiving Day community meal.
So cool.
Yeah, we're super excited to have everybody. It's going to be from 11 to 2 and actually on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, that's awesome. How many years have you guys done the Thanksgiving meal?
So we have been doing it about 12 years
now.
Now, we started at a park in downtown Wichita. That's how this all started.
Mm.
We noticed that there wasn't anyone really out there that was serving those families in need and the homeless and that kind of thing on actual Thanksgiving Day.
Right.
So we just decided, hey, let's cook some food. Let's take it out there. And this is what it's grown into. And then probably about maybe 7 years ago, give or take, we thought, you know what? Look at how much more we could accommodate if we brought it inside, really ramped it up, and then a couple years ago, we even added rides. So we even go pick people up.
Oh, that's cool. You know, some people who are listening may not realize, Stacy, that you're actually the Women's Ministries Director out at the Bethel Life Center. Is that correct?
I'm a pastor on staff.
Oh, very cool.
I
didn't even know that. Our guy, John Holman, sent me an email, and it had your signature. I was like, whoa, I didn't know that.
I know.
So just one of your many hats you wear.
Oh, goodness. Yes, you know. Well, hello. I am a woman, a wife, a mother, right?
Yes.
We all wear many hats.
Yes. I think we're going on, like, double digits.
I know, right?
So if you're just tuning into Empower Wichita, I'm sitting here with Stacy, and we're talking about their annual Thanksgiving meal. Like she said, it's going on year 12, I think.
Yes.
Which is really awesome. And it's on Thanksgiving Day. So Thursday, November 28th, this coming Thursday. And it's going to be 11 to 2 at the Bethel Life Center. And that's over at 3777 South Meridian. And, you know, I was talking to this about someone else, I think, earlier this afternoon. And they're like, is there a catch? What's the catch?
I know, right?
There's no catch.
There's no catch. Let me tell you what. And here's why a few years ago we kind of started calling it a community meal. And here's why. There is no better place to see community at its finest than on this day.
Sure.
And here is why. We will have families that are coming in that basically they just don't have anybody to spend Thanksgiving with.
Yeah.
We will have elderly come in and saying, hey, I couldn't get to where my kids are and I don't want to be alone.
Sure.
We will have other people from like second chance houses and drug and alcohol centers, and we'll bus in the homeless. And so we'll have this incredible mixture of people sitting at a table, eating a meal together. And the best thing about it is it's community, because you're just hearing each other's stories.
Yeah.
You're sitting beside someone and you're getting to know who they are, what's going on in their life, and you realize everybody's just people just like you. We all have different struggles.
Absolutely.
They all look differently. And sometimes you look at somebody and you think you know their struggles. And then when you sit down and talk with them, and I'm telling you, it's beautiful. It is truly one of my most favorite days of the year.
So cool. Stacy Cathcart. Did I say that right? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I've been up since 3:45. Stacy Cathcart talking to us, and she's talking about the Thanksgiving meal. They've done it for 11 years. This is going on year 12. And like she was just saying, you guys, there are no strings attached. It's just a community coming together. And like she said, no matter what your situation is, different walks of life, whatever the scenario is on this Thanksgiving, come by, no strings attached, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., which brings me to my next question. So if somebody wants to come to this, do they just show up? Do you guys want them to RSVP? How does this work exactly?
Well, we just say show up.
Okay.
We're going to be prepared for about 700 to 800. And so we will listen. We have never ran out of food.
Awesome.
Never ran out of food. We have incredible people at our church and volunteers that start cooking the food on Tuesday. Two Brothers cooks all of our turkeys.
Wow.
Cargill donates all of our turkeys.
Oh, I bet it's
and
delicious.
So it's so incredible. So just show up at any time between 11 and 2 and you'll get served. And yeah, we're just excited to see everybody. A couple of really cool things that we do as well is, I mean, first of all, what's Thanksgiving without football?
Absolutely.
Right? Come on. And so we'll have a big screen, a big projection screen, and people can watch football. We'll have a big kids zone area where the kids can go over and do crafts. And it's really so that people can just come and stay and, well, hang out with each other for a little bit.
So if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, I'm sitting here with Stacy, and we're talking about their annual Thanksgiving meal. Like she said, it's going on year 12 on Thanksgiving Day. So Thursday, November 28th, this coming Thursday, and it's going to be 11 to 2 at the Bethel Life Center, and that's over at 3777 South Meridian. It's very awesome. And look, if you don't want to come to the Thanksgiving Day meal at Bethel Life Center, you can find this on Facebook. Just search Community Thanksgiving Meal. Boom, I see it right here.
See
the event.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and you can find and share it with somebody who you think would benefit from this or would love to come to the Community Thanksgiving Meal this year. Find it on Facebook, share it with them in their inbox, whatever you want to do. But again, it's going to happen Thursday, November 28th on Thanksgiving Day, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. out at the Bethel Life Center. So again, you can find this event on Facebook. And also tomorrow, you guys, I'm going to post this segment at power935.com just so you can kind of come back to this and listen to it again if you need any information or if you think you missed something. So don't feel like, oh my God, what did you say?
I know.
We're going to have it. We're going to have the audio at power935.com. You can download it, share it, whoever you think will be in need this year. So again, if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, I'm sitting here with Stacy and we're talking about their 12th annual Thanksgiving meal, Bethel Life Center, 3777 South Meridian. Again, it's on Thanksgiving Day. 11 a.m. to 2, just show up. I suggest you get there a little early, just so you can find you a seat and you don't have to rush, but is there a limit to how many people can show up?
No, absolutely. Awesome. Listen, we say invite your neighbors.
Yeah.
Invite your family,
absolutely.
Your friends. Absolutely. There's absolutely no limit to that at all. Now, we do understand, too, that sometimes transportation is an issue.
Yeah, you're
and so
that.
A really cool thing that we started doing a couple years ago is we offer rides.
Mm-hmm.
And if they would like a ride, we are able to do that. So the best thing for them to do is to call Bethel Life Center.
Okay.
And that phone number is 316-522-7148.
Okay.
And then we get their address and then we kind of, you know, put them in a grouping, you know, as per the area of town and that kind of thing.
Okay.
And then we will go pick them up and get them there to Thanksgiving, let them stay a little bit and let them enjoy the food and the fellowship, and then we will take them home.
All right. So you heard her. If you need a ride to this Thanksgiving meal, call the Bethel Life Center, 316-522-7148, and I will post that phone number on the website, power935.com, when I post this segment tomorrow afternoon. With the rides, Stacy, is this something they should set up beforehand, I'm assuming?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
If they can give us a call and let us know by Wednesday, that would be really great. We understand that sometimes, just like we were talking about, you don't realize, oh, that's right, Thanksgiving is next week.
Crazy.
How crazy is that? So we understand that. So we try to make those accommodations. We already have a list going now. So if you know you're going to be there, call us now, but you can also call up until Wednesday of next week.
Okay. So 522-7148, save the number, share it with someone who you think would like to use it or yourself. And just again, on Thanksgiving Day, Bethel Life Center, they're opening their doors to the community. No strings attached. This is just genuine. It's all about the community on Thanksgiving Day, November 28th, this coming Thursday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Bethel Life Center. And that's over at 3777 South Meridian. It's the Thanksgiving meal, 3777 South Meridian, right there at the Bethel Life Center. So, and if you need a ride, call them, 522-7148. Try and do it ASAP. You want to do this by Wednesday so they can kind of plan ahead. And also, next time you're on Facebook, just search Community Thanksgiving Meal. It'll say hosted by Bethel Life Center. All the information is right there. I suggest going to that. Share it with whoever you think will need it this year.
Perfect.
Anything you want to add, Stacy, before we wrap up?
You know what? I'll speak to this as well. Sometimes we have lots of people that want to volunteer.
Yeah.
And they say, hey, you know what? This is so good for my family, and it's so good for my children and my teenagers and just our whole family to kind of jump in. And if you want to volunteer, man, we would love to have you. The best thing for you to do is show up at Bethel Life Center at 10 a.m. on that Thanksgiving Day. We'll have our volunteer meeting very promptly at 10 a.m., and then we will work fast and furious to get everything set up and ready to be open at 11 a.m. But we welcome anyone that would want to come and volunteer. It's a great way to give back to your community. The more volunteers we have, the better job that we can do in just serving our community and, just sitting down and fellowshipping with them and getting to know each other.
And if the volunteers, if it's anything like Convoy of Hope, it runs so smooth.
It does.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're the best. It's the best. I tell people, Wichita, we are so blessed some of the best people that have such kind hearts, and they really get compassion, and man, they just want to serve their community.
Absolutely. Every year after Hitman and I do Convoy of Hope, the next day we're on air, we're like, oh my, we have to show love to the volunteers because they are just, you couldn't do it without them.
They make the event, they set the tone for the event, and honestly, they're just a big part of why it's successful.
Right.
It just is.
Yeah, I got to say, Wichita is amazing. Another reason why Wichita is amazing.
That's right.
So really quick, you guys, just to recap, it's the Thanksgiving meal. Like Stacy mentioned earlier, this isn't just free food on Thanksgiving Day, but it's going to be really good food. Food for your soul, no strings attached. They started outside in downtown Wichita, moved it inside a few years back to accommodate more families. They've never ran out of food. You're just going to enjoy some yummy food, fellowship, football, you name it, all the stuff that comes with Thanksgiving, coming together as a community. And, I mean, again, completely free, no strings attached. So bring yourself, come alone, bring your family, bring your neighbors, whoever could use a little holiday cheer on Thanksgiving Day at the Bethel Life Center. And also, if you want to show up Thanksgiving Day, you can volunteer, get there about, try and get there by 10 a.m. You'll do a quick meeting, and then your Thanksgiving feast will begin. That day, it's going to happen 11 a.m. to 2. So if you know someone who is in need, or if you yourself just wants to show up, and like Stacy mentioned, this is for everyone, all walks of life, no matter what your situation is, just come by 11 a.m. to 2 at the Bethel Life Center. It's 3777 South Meridian. You can find the event on Facebook. I'm going to post this at power935.com tomorrow afternoon. And then if you need a ride to this, you can call the Bethel Life Center 522-7148. And you know, if you're just tuning into Empower Wichita, I just want to make sure that everyone, whether you listening or someone you know, can take advantage of this community gathering and event, because there's no reason anyone should go without on Thanksgiving Day. And you know, not just talking food either, just being around people and feeling loved and not alone. So anyone who is in need, homeless, or you're just alone on Thanksgiving Day, this is why this was started at a park in downtown Wichita, feeding just over 100 people the very first time, and now feeding hundreds and hundreds of people. They've since moved it to an inside facility, and I think they're looking to feed at least 800 people this year, and they've never run out of food, so please don't miss out on this. Their goal, Bethel Life Center's goal, is to invest in the community, to reach out and show love. So Thanksgiving Day, do not go without. They're opening their doors, opening their arms to the community to offer this need to everyone. No strings attached, unconditional love. Everyone welcome to come. Some yummy food to warm your soul. They're going to have football activities for the kids. Plenty of food to go around. And it's just awesome. It's on actual Thanksgiving Day. So it'll be indoors. So if you went to this before and you were like, it was outside last time, maybe it was kind of cold, this is indoors at the Bethel Life Center. It'll be indoors. In case you don't know, Thanksgiving is coming up Thursday, November 28th. And so 11 to 2 p.m., Bethel Life Center over on South Meridian is having their annual Thanksgiving meal. This is year 12, and it's so awesome. You can search the event on Facebook. I did. Easy access right there. Next time you're on the book, bring whoever you want. Come one, come all. And you can show up to volunteer if you want to get there about 10 a.m. And if you need a ride to this Thanksgiving meal at the Bethel Life Center, don't Uber. Don't you dare call a cab. Don't call someone and feel like you got to bother someone for a ride. It's okay. They got you. Call them at 316-522-7148. Try and do that by this Wednesday so they can plan for it. But, yeah, the Bethel Life Thanksgiving Meal. Thanksgiving Day, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come through, eat, get your belly full. No charge. Alone on Thanksgiving Day. Food, football, activities for the kids. If you want to volunteer, don't forget, show up at 10 a.m., be a quick meeting, and boom, you are in there. Stacy, it's always awesome talking to you.
Right back at you. Thank you. We appreciate you guys helping us get the word out.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, that's what it's all about. We'll be right back. More coming up for Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Empower Wichita continues after this on Power 93.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.